Blog Talk Radio.
Our Youth of Harvest programming, amen, to encourage and strengthen our youth, build them up in their faith in Jesus Christ, amen. I'm your hostess, Pastor Katisa. It is a great, wonderful day, amen, to come and share just a little something, something, and God is great. He is awesome. He's wonderful. It's always, always time to just come into his presence and just hear what he has to say. And if we are listening, if we have ears to hear what the Spirit has to say, God is always speaking, amen, to us. And so it's for his glory, it's for his praise. And I am so grateful and I am so thankful, amen, for you. Let us pray and let's get into some encouragement. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we praise you. God, we thank you. We glorify you. You are with us on this great and mighty day. You are awesome. You are magnificent. Thank you for our young people. We pray for our children and youth, for them to be encouraged, for them to be strengthened, for them to know your will, for them to be discipled and grow in their faith, that they will be witnesses for you. Definitely your Holy Spirit in them, power of God through them, oh God. So, Lord, I just thank you for each one that listens and that they are encouraged and increased in their faith. To you be the glory and to you be the praise. In Jesus' name, amen and praise God. Amen and praise God. So, amen, we are coming from the book of Luke today. And some kind of a serious topic, I guess. All the Bible is serious. But we're not going to take ourselves too seriously, but we're going to take God seriously and at his word. Jesus said this in the book of Luke chapter 9, verse 23, said, then he said to them all, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves, and take up their cross daily and follow me. Verse 24, for whoever wants to save their life will lose it. But whoever loses their life for me will save it. And it says in verse 25, what good is it for someone to gain the whole world and yet lose or forfeit their very self? Whoever is ashamed of me and my words, the Son of Man will be ashamed of, because the Son of Man will be ashamed of them when he comes in his glory and in the glory of his Father and of his holy angels. And verse 27 says, truly I tell you, some who are standing here will not taste death before they see the kingdom of God. So Jesus, here is Jesus talking. First of all, he's talking about his own going to the cross. He said he's going to suffer for and be killed, and he's going to be raised on the third day. He's going to come back to life. So he was telling the disciples these things, and then he went into further. He's talking about you and I, and he's talking about them at that time. He was talking about those who were following him, the 12. You know, he had Peter, he had John, he had the Zebedee brothers, Andrew, he had Thomas. So he had different disciples there following him. Amen? And he had them following him, and he began to speak to them, you know, seriously, what is it going to take to follow me? He said, to be my disciple, to follow me, you have to deny yourself. And so that means to put Jesus first, others second, and then yourself last. And so if you heard that acronym JOY, you know, to have joy, to have a smile, to keep your smile, if you begin to focus on yourself only, that's when you lose your smile. That's when you lose joy. That's when you lose happiness and contentment in your heart. But when you focus on Jesus and what he's done, how he is saving us day by day, how he went to the cross for us and he's not in a grave, he's in heaven, and he's promised that we will be with him forever. Amen. And so when we lose ourselves in following God and doing what he asks us to do and being telling others about him, then we have life and we have joy. But he said to us, but, you know, sometimes people out there, they really are, they're all about self. We know people like that. They're all about themselves. And that's all they can think about. And sometimes we get that way, don't we? So we have to ask God, forgive us, God. We're thinking only about ourselves. We think about only what we want and need, and not about what you want and what others are in need of. And we start to, you know, do that. We walk away of telling people about Christ. You know, we don't walk in faith, in which faith is important to God, because he says in Hebrews chapter 11 that we have to walk by faith and not by sight. He doesn't say that part in chapter 11, but he says he wants us to have faith, that he's a rewarder of faith. The Bible does say we have to walk by faith and not by sight. And God here is saying, though, you know, follow me. It may cost you something to follow me. You know, you have to smile through the pain. Smile when people laugh at you. Smile when people mistreat you or mistreat somebody you love. That's hard. We might do it for ourselves, but when it comes to, you know, somebody we love and we want to protect them, we want to say something, we want to do something, you know. But God says, hey, I got this. God's got this. And he says to us, hey, let me take care of that. You just follow me. You just lose your life for my sake. You don't be ashamed of me. Tell other people that you belong to me, that you are a follower of my son, Jesus Christ, and you believe that you have eternal life. Tell others. Tell them boldly. Tell them. Speak it. You need the courage. Pray for the courage. I always need to pray myself. I know. I need courage. I need boldness. I need strength. And if I know that, you as a young person, you face certain issues, you face certain trials, bullying, or, something come up just out of the blue, you think, oh, wow, where did this come from? So, you know what? That's when we say, God's got this. He's got us. He's got this situation. He just wants me to deny myself in this, the cross daily and follow him. What does that really mean? That means just deny yourself. Put others first. Put God first. Put God first, put others, and then put yourself last. How can I be a servant? How can I serve somebody, help somebody put a smile on their face? Help give them encouragement. Help give them strength. We do it by following God, by following Jesus Christ. Because everywhere Jesus went, he was all about other people. He healed them. He made sure the evil left them. If there was any evil attached to them or their lives, he made sure he get away from them. And that's what he does with us. We come to God, we come to him and tell him all our cares. He says, hey, get away from them. He tells all the evil, you don't belong near them. And so we ought to have smiles on our face. We ought to have joy in our life because we have Jesus. We have God on our side always looking out for us. And when he said to them, in verse 27, truly some standing here will not face death until they see the kingdom of God. And he was meaning, the Holy Spirit coming into their lives. And the Holy Spirit came just as God promised, just as Jesus promised. And finally, I just want to leave you with these marks from and it's about the cost of following Jesus. If you go on down to verse 57, actually with this verse 62, it says, Jesus replied, no one who puts a hand to the plow and looks back is fit for service in the kingdom of God. So what is God saying? Don't look back. Don't look back at friends who walked off and said, I don't want to be your friend anymore. That maybe that was good. God raised some better friends. So don't look back at, situations or places, things. God wants you to look ahead and follow him because God is leading you to the greatest place, and that is to be in his presence and to know him better day by day. Be blessed. Go with God, young people. And just remember always that God has got us. He's got everything in his hands. Amen. Be blessed.